marching grannies, and we want you all to know that war is not the way to peace, and we must all say no. We've seen it time and time again, war's not the way to go. We rage to end all war.
This is the 7th anniversary of our invasion of Iraq, and we are fed up. We have been, since before we invaded Iraq, the raging grannies have said as loudly as we could that it was the absolute wrong thing to do. It's an immoral war.
We've been out here for most of the 7 years the war has been raging. We went to New York City on February 15th before the war began. We knew that there were no weapons of mass destruction.
Very sad that it's gone on this long and shouldn't have happened in the first place. And that's why we're here, to try to keep the idea alive that war is not the answer. And it hasn't worked, and it's never going to work, so we're not going to give up. So I have a son who's in the Army. He's a warrant officer, and he has been in the Middle East twice, and has served in Germany and Korea as well. And I don't want him to be put into harm's way for no noble cause, for no reason.
I'm here with Iraq Vets Against the War. Came out here today for all my brothers who couldn't be here because they were killed in action or because they're still over there fighting. So I came out to do my part for peace today, and glad to see a lot of other people did too.
We put away our knitting, tuck the grandkids into bed, throw on our shawls and aprons, put our hats upon our heads. Inspired by the suffragettes, we do not lightly tread, we rage to end all.
When President Obama was elected, we had high hopes, and of course maybe we were foolish in that because he hasn't been willing to go far enough at all in stopping the wars in the Middle East, and in fact has made it his business to be in war with, especially Afghanistan and even in Iraq. We're not out of there, and we probably won't be for a long time.
You know, I think from the beginning, because there is no draft, there are many, many Americans who don't perceive that their lives have been touched. However, the money that has gone to funding these wars, now mind you, the greatest percentage of that money we have actually borrowed, but it has caused us to go more and more into debt that our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren will be left with.
My experience over there wasn't as bad as some of the guys who were in Baghdad in 2003, 2004. I was there 2008 to 2009, and we issued out bombs every day to go out, and I know we harmed a lot of people over there. I know a lot of people were angry at us over there. I know we used their labor to build up our bases, including new U.S. government facilities to keep churning out ammunition. So we used their labor to perpetuate our own occupation. And I was forced to guard those people for a lot of my tour, and that was very disheartening for me, especially seeing kids as young as 7 or 8 come in for work detail.
The so-called anti-war movement and more progressives have sold out from their ideals because they've been sold the bill of goods and taken it, that it's unrealistic to either have health care for all or to have peace and not be occupying 100 countries with 800 military bases.
We're keeping non-combat troops in Iraq, and I'm willing to bet that there's going to be permanent bases in Iraq after the quote-unquote withdrawal happens. And we're obviously staying in Afghanistan until at least the end of the president's term. I know he says 2012 pullout, 2011 pullout, but I have a feeling conditions on the ground aren't going to allow for that. So, and those conditions on the ground can be whatever the hell the commanders want to say they are. I don't think we're going to be out of the woods yet. I think until we see a mass uprising of the people, we're not going to see an end to this.
Over there, don't you dare send our kids over there. over there. War is hell, we know it well, and how many have died for their lives.
Because we should never be sending our young, idealistic people and our treasures and the future of our children through debt overseas to kill people in other lands without extremely good reasons. And we don't have the good reasons. As I said earlier, Iraq was based on a lie.
We need to just continue to speak out, to visit our legislators, to write to them, to hold them accountable.
We should march to D.C., sit down in the damn aisles of the halls of Congress and say, you can't do any work until you do what we want. We march there and shut down the government peacefully and say, we want this. We need this. We demand this. We are the people. We are the government. You are not. You are our servants. If we go there and peacefully sit down, block the streets, shut down the city, and shut down the government, we can make them do what we need to do without any violence whatsoever. And I think that would have to be our eventual culmination of events if we want anything done.
With granny clothes and voices strong, we'll